I want to thank the speakers for really adhering to the time. Exceptional. Our next speaker is Dr. Christy McClambach. Please.
Okay, so my talk is entitled Practicing Public Health to Identify Important Health Topics for Inner City Youth in Albany, New York. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University at Albany. My co-authors are Dwight Williams, who's also a professor at the University at Albany, Mark Bob Semple, who is the director of the youth program at the Albany YMCA, Asante Schipiltz, who is one of my students, Ron Barrett is the coordinator of the Albany Gang Prevention Program, and Bruce Coles is the director of the Bureau of STD Control at the New York State Department of Health. And I don't have a slide to say that I have nothing to disclose, but I have nothing to disclose. Okay. So among all youth, minorities have the highest rates of homicide, hospitalization for assault, pregnancy, and sexually transmitted diseases, including gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HIV, as well as gang involvement. Because of this, we need to identify which public health issues should be prioritized for this population so that we can develop health education programs that are in direct responses to its needs. So we conducted focus groups among participants of the Saturday Teen Night program at the Albany YMCA. The Teen Night program offers a safe venue for Albany teens to spend their Saturday nights in an effort to get them off the streets and to prevent gang and criminal activity. And I'll just mention that there is an emerging gang problem in Albany. So this program is open to all youth in Albany, but it mainly serves African American and some Hispanic teens, many of whom are low income. So in these focus groups, we asked a number of questions related to important health topics and positive influences in the lives of the participants. But the question that I'm going to focus on in this presentation was, what health topics are important to you? So at first, the question was asked in an unprompted fashion. Later, questions about specific health topics were posed. In the focus groups, we didn't ask any questions about specific behaviors of the participants. So that's the first piece. The second piece is we conducted the Albany Youth Health Survey, which involved individual interviews with participants of the Summer Youth Employment Program. This program, the Summer Youth Employment Program, is also open to all Albany youth and provides them 6 weeks of work experience at various work sites throughout the city. So during those interviews, we asked a number of questions about health-related topics and behaviors. We also asked participants to rank the importance of various health topics. These interviews were conducted using handheld computers, little PDAs, so the participants didn't actually have to give any answers to a real person, and that was done in an effort to increase their level of honesty. All right, so let's start off talking about the focus groups. So we conducted 8 focus groups, 2 for each of the following subgroups. We had a group of males aged 13 to 15, females aged 13 to 15, males aged 16 to 18, and females aged 16 to 18. We had a total of 59 participants. The majority were African American, some were Hispanic, which was expected given the given the distribution of the kids in the program, and the majority of the students who participated were still in school. Oh, that green is very green. Okay, so this table summarizes the responses to the unprompted question, what health topics are important to you? So just to orient you to the table, all topics that were mentioned in at least one focus group are listed in the rows. And subgroups are across the top, but each subgroup consisted of 2 focus groups. And where you see an X, that indicates that a specific topic was mentioned within a subgroup. So at least one of those focus groups within the subgroup mentioned the topic. So I've ordered them by the number of subgroups that mentioned each topic. So as you can see, Drugs and alcohol and sexually transmitted diseases were mentioned by all of the subgroups except for the older males. Diabetes was mentioned just by the females. Unprotected sex and pregnancy was mentioned by the younger males and the older females. Nutrition was mentioned by the younger teens, and cardiovascular disease was mentioned by the older teens. And then you can see the other topics that were mentioned by just one subgroup included violence, smoking, cancer, asthma, sickle cell anemia, just sort of generic other chronic conditions, vaccines, mental health, and hygiene. Okay, so that's what happened with the focus groups. Now let's talk about the individual interviews. So for the individual interviews, we interviewed 432 teens, which is about a 50% response rate. 58% of the respondents were female, 72% were African American, 25% were white, 11% were Hispanic. All of the low-income and middle-income Albany zip codes were represented among our respondents. So the teens had to be at least 14 years old to participate in the Summer Youth Employment Program, which is why we don't have any 13-year-olds here. You can see from the pie chart that roughly one-fourth of the respondents were 14 years old, one-fourth were 15 years old, one-fourth were 16 years old, and then about one-fourth were either 17 or 18. There are substantially less 18-year-olds, partly because 18-year-olds are less interested in participating in something like this, was what we found, but also because we excluded anyone who had already gone to college. So some of the 18-year-olds presumably already started college. Okay, so one of the questions that we asked the respondents was to identify the two most important health topics for them out of the following five issues. So pregnancy, HIV, and STDs was one category. Nutrition and exercise was one. Drugs and alcohol was one. Diabetes and high blood pressure was one. And then violence was the last issue. And you can see that the most important issue here was sexual health. So 66% of the respondents said that sexual health was one of the two most important issues to them. But you can also see that, you know, all of the issues were at least deemed important by at least a quarter of the respondents. Okay. Since we asked for two responses from each participant, I just wanted to point out that the most common combination of answers was drugs and alcohol and sexual health. So that's sort of consistent with what we found in the focus groups. There were no important differences in responses by sex or age, which I thought was interesting. And also, I mentioned that we asked prompted questions. That's in the wrong place. Never mind. Let me just go back. For the focus groups, for the prompted questions, all topics were deemed important. So that didn't really tell us much. Sorry, I had that in the wrong place. Okay. So the next question is, how well do these health priorities actually relate to teens' behaviors? And we didn't have information on behaviors in the focus groups, but we did have information on behaviors from the interviews. Okay, so in our interviews, 38% of females and 51% of males said that they had ever had sex, and this included vaginal, oral, and anal sex. Teens who had ever had sex were slightly more likely to prioritize sexual health, but the relative risk is really not that high. And that relationship did not differ between males and females. So in terms of drugs and alcohol, 39% reported having ever smoked marijuana. 7% reported smoking marijuana regularly. 27% reported that someone in the household smokes marijuana. And 75% reported that they have at least one friend who smokes marijuana. So in terms of alcohol, 30% reported having ever been drunk, 13% had reported being drunk in the past 30 days, 10% reported that someone in the household had a drinking problem, 32% reported that their friends were drunk on a regular basis. So we looked at all of those variables in relation to prioritizing drugs and alcohol, and none of them were related. None of them were associated with prioritizing drugs and alcohol. And also just to mention that there wasn't any, very, very little hardcore drug use in this population, so that wasn't something that we could look at. All right, let's talk about violence. So 28% of participants reported ever having been jumped. 14% reported having been in a gang. 15% reported having carried a weapon, such as a gun or a knife, in the past 30 days. 14% reported having been arrested, and 3% reported having been convicted. And again, none of these were associated with prioritizing violence as a health, as an important health issue. Nutrition and exercise. So we had 48% reported having eaten fast food at least once a week in the past month, and it was eating fast food less than once a week was associated with prioritizing nutrition and exercise. So it was the people who didn't eat the fast food who thought nutrition and exercise was important. 47% said they didn't exercise every day in the last month. And you have to remember, this was done over the summer, so they weren't in school, they didn't have gym class. And, this all wasn't associated with prioritizing nutrition and exercise. And the last one is diabetes and high blood pressure. So 57% reported having a family member with diabetes, and that was associated with prioritizing diabetes and high blood pressure. 74% reported having a family member with high blood pressure, and this wasn't associated with prioritizing diabetes and high blood pressure. And unfortunately, we did not ask whether the participant himself had diabetes, and I think that that would have been a good thing to look at as well. Okay, so let me just make a few concluding remarks. In both the focus groups and the individual interviews, Albany teens prioritized sexual health and drug and alcohol use as important health issues. Other issues were also important, but these came out as sort of the most important. However, among the interview participants, health priorities really didn't correlate particularly well with the behaviors. Only some of those associations had relative risk different from one, but even the ones that were different from one really weren't very high. So I think this suggests that teens with high-risk behaviors may not be concerned about the effects of their behaviors on their health. So health education programs for teens that only address the issues that put them at high risk may not be attractive to the teens if these aren't the issues that they prioritize. We can't affect behaviors if we don't have the buy-in of the participants. On the other hand, health education programs that only focus on the health topics that are of interest may not have a very big effect on behaviors. So the bottom line, I think, is that we really need to focus on both prioritized health issues by the youth as well as their individual behaviors in order to come up with health education programs that are effective. Okay, thank you.